Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Nebuchadnezzar testified, "The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men." There is not a politician alive today, at least that I'm aware of, who would concur with this truth. They spend their time telling us what great citizens and upright men and women that they are, even when we can plainly see otherwise. How foolish it is for men to boast of their supposed power and good deeds, when the scripture is quite clear that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. All of this is hidden from the wise and revealed unto babes, who are compelled to worship and adore him who is the ruler of all. We are comforted by the knowledge that the outcomes of all elections, either earthly or heavenly, are in the hand of him who declares the end from the beginning and does all things according to the good pleasure of his will. May he daily give us a mind which is reconciled to his will. The Lord has given his people a great defender who has comforted. The Lord has given to his people a great defender who has confronted and destroyed all of their enemies. We do not yet see the complete fruition of his triumph and destruction of this last enemy, death, yet we have been given an abiding hope in the certainty of his triumph over even this formidable foe. For he has risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep, that is, abide in physical death, awaiting the day of the resurrection. Therefore we sorrow not as those who do not have this hope. Christ is appointed as our defender. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Christ has gladly taken up the mantle as our champion from the beginning, for the joy that was set before him. I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant, that is, he who is the seed of David. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. His defense of his people is complete and sure. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Since we have been given eyes to see his defense of his people, we now gladly own him as our king and worship at his footstool, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Christ was a king when he came into the world, though he was pleased to hide his kingdom from the wise men of this world. Yet if I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. What a privilege is given to the sons of God to behold him as that reigning king, clothed in his majesty as the redeemer of his people. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. This is he who is mighty to save, our defender and king. Do you rejoice in the triumphs and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.